Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231, and kicking off hour number two of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com and sign up for the updates list. Just go to freetalklive.com, click updates, join on up, maybe take you a minute or two of your time, and from that point on, anytime we have something to announce about the show, any sort of news item about Free Talk Live, we'll come straight to your email box.
If you're kicking off this hour, does that mean I'm running down the field trying to attack the opponent?
You should be.
Okay.
Okay. 800-259-9231.
Really weird analogy. Free Talk Live is brought to you by...
It's something left over from my music radio days.
That's right. We're kicking off another rock block of Led Zeppelin,
old
everybody.
Old habits, they die
Hi,
hard.
Everybody.
The golden earring on Free Talk Live. All right. Keep going.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, keep listening to Free Talk Live because we talk about the Free State Project all the time. We're
enough.
Anxious to get to New Hampshire. We're anxious to see liberty in our lifetimes. If you want to get a hold of them, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. It's 1-888-532-4604. Log on at freestateproject.org.
Let's go to the phones to the Fun Tube Banner. Again, this is the show you can literally take control of, change the topic. According to the board op, that's the name.
Banner?
Banner.
Okay, well, that's
in
fine.
In Maryland, you're on Free Talk Live Banner with Ian and Manwich.
Hi, fellas. Thanks for your show.
Excellent.
You're welcome.
I discovered you by listening to Harry Brown.
Very good.
And I love Harry Brown.
Did he plug us, or were you just tuning in a little bit too early?
No, I just tuned in a little early.
Gotcha.
We love Harry Brown.
Oh, I do, too. I want to talk about the Liberty Dollar.
Great.
Okay.
And this is a monetary system.
Oh, we know about it.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead and tell that.
What is the Liberty Dollar banner?
It's got a silver backing.
Mm-hmm.
And for every dollar you hold, there's a dollar's worth of real silver held somewhere else.
And, or thereabouts.
Yeah. And it can be, you can access your money if you want to trade it in, you know, and get silver.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can trade it in and get Federal Reserve notes. And
are you a distributor for the Liberty Dollar banner?
No, I'm thinking about becoming one. Though.
Interestingly enough, I had been thinking about it for quite a while, and a couple days ago, I went ahead and took the plunge. So if you decide to, you can click the banner at Free Talk. Speaking of banners, we got a banner now at freetalklive.com. If you click on that and sign up through that, it'll be a good thing.
Okay, well, we got a couple of libertarians here in Maryland.
I would like to make the point that if you're looking to actually buy gold and silver, you should probably contact Midas Resources, because the Liberty Dollars to be used for circulatory purposes as a piece of money.
Well, it's not to be improve in value or anything like that.
Yeah, it's not an investment. You're actually, when you buy a Liberty Dollar, you're paying a little bit too much for the price of silver, and that's the reason for that is you're paying for them to mint the dollar,
mint it.
You know, and ship the dollar and all the overhead associated with doing the whole process of creating this dollar. And so even though you're paying more than the value of the silver that's in the currency, you're still getting way better value because the Federal Reserve notes that most people use are completely worthless.
Right. And when the government needs money, they just print some more.
Yeah, exactly.
But yep.
The Liberty Dollars are backed with silver. The Federal Reserve notes are backed with, well, nothing. Crap. Now, they also have a Liberty Dollar that's a $10 silver coin.
I carry that with me in my change purse.
Isn't it great?
Well, every time I whip it out, you know, people, what's that?
What is that?
Let me hold that.
Well, I used to keep mine in my wallet, and it would make this big pattern in the back of the wallet, and people would, you know, I think they just thought it was a condom.
A condom.
Yeah. Anyway, I would show it all the time. People love holding it because it's heavy. The silver is a lot more heavy than I don't know. What do they make those things out of, tinfoil, the quarters and stuff?
I don't know.
They're really light compared to this thing. People love to hold it and turn it over and look at how shiny it is.
When you tell them it's $10. You know.
Yeah, there's a $10 piece. What do you get? And few people even question where it came from. You know, like money is just so much a part of our lives, and it says United States across the top. Now, I used it to pay for gasoline one time, and I put it in the clerk's hand, and he kind of looked at it, and he showed it to his boss, and she said, "Why do you want to spend this?" And I said, "Well, because it's $10, and I can get as many as I want." And she said, "Well, okay." And so they took it. It was a strange experience. I wonder whether they tried to turn it into the bank, how that went. I don't know.
You know, that's interesting.
That's no good.
I was reading on the Liberty Dollar website some of the success stories that people have posted there as far as how they've used it and the situations that they used it in. And I read at least one or two people that claimed that the Bank of America actually took the money.
Well, they took it. But the bank in this area.
I'm sorry, I could barely hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. The banks in this area haven't been excited about it.
I can imagine.
But if enough people start using it, you know, people to people, and if worse comes to worse, we can start our own bank to handle the Liberty Dollar.
A bank that only accepts Liberty Dollars. There you
right.
go.
Supposedly
yeah.
Walmart takes them.
That's what I've heard.
Well, I'll have to try that because when somebody wants the $10 piece and they don't have $10, I give them a $1 note, you know, a Liberty Dollar $1 note.
Right, right. Now, how do you get your hands on all the money if you're not actually a distributor?
Well, I just order them from Liberty Dollar.
I gotcha.
But, you know, I've only ordered about $100 worth.
What is it? Is it the site's norfed.com?
You can actually get to it. Just go to dollar.freetalklive.com.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So dollar.freetalklive.com will get you there.
Mm-hmm. Great.
All right.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Thanks, Banner.
I'm really excited about it.
Now, have you actually been successful in spending it anywhere, just out of curiosity?
No, just to clerks and people that want one.
Okay. Well, because that's the real test. The real test is going out into the market and trying to give it over in exchange for goods and services.
Right. Well, we got to get enough people educated. You know,
absolutely. Well, you don't have to educate them necessarily. They'll do their educating on their. We were reading the tips as far as how to actually spend it, and you basically just give it to people and see what they do and see how they respond. If they ask, you can tell them it's backed by silver, but nobody wants a lecture.
No.
Right. Banner.
And the $10 piece has it printed right on it, you know, the telephone number and everything.
Right.
And so do the note.
So they could check.
Well, the coin has the website.
Yeah, everything. Right. It's right on both of them.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, Banner. Thanks for the call. Anything else on your mind?
No, just thanks for your show, fellas.
Thank you.
Actually, yeah, I signed up for that distributorship earlier this week. I figured I'd take the plunge. Worth it to give it a shot. Again, like you said, Walmart allegedly readily accepts these things, so we'll be testing it soon enough for ourselves, Manwich, I guess. And I need to talk to Ted Anderson from GCN, the head dog,
mm-hmm.
the main man, because in our contract it says that we're not supposed to have any sort of gold resources, precious
right.
metals dealings. So I need to find out from him what he thinks about all this, which is why I say, if you want to buy gold and silver, you need to get in touch with Midas Resources. They're one of the sponsors here on GCN,
mm-hmm.
and that's the way to actually invest in gold and silver. The Liberty Dollar is not an investment, which is why I think we might actually be able to have them as an advertiser, but I still need to talk to the main man, find out for sure.
Understood.
So you see the difference? There's a difference between a
yes.
currency versus an investment. If you invest in gold and silver, whether or not you have, because I guess I've never actually done investing in gold and silver. Have you?
No. All my investment's been in property or stocks, some bonds.
I don't think you usually get the actual gold or the silver if you're investing into it. I think that's maybe an option for some people, but usually you get like some sort of a receipt that says you own a certain chunk of somebody's gold or silver. That
most of the time when you buy stocks, you don't get the stock certificate either.
Right.
And it's not like I carry my deed to my house around in my pocket
mm-hmm.
either. I mean, as a matter of fact, I don't because I think the bank has it because I have a mortgage, don't they? Wouldn't they be holding the deed?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or they have a
theirs.
Lien.
No, I think it's theirs. You probably get a copy of it, but the official one is probably the bank's. Because
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Hmm.
Maybe
well,
it's with some papers I've got.
1-800-259-9231. Literally anything goes. We got corrupt cop stories on the way, unless you want to, again, control the show at 800-259-9231. This is your show, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the program. Literally bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. And you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. Last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. No need to log in. No need to create any sort of a paid account. There are none. You just go get them. They're free. As a matter of fact, we give them away all around the world via podcasting. People listening to our show, not necessarily live, but podcast listeners are usually within the next day or so. And as a result of us giving away our archives, the good karma, if you will, of giving away our archives instead of trying to charge for them, we're now number two in the world, which is exciting.
Wow.
The number two podcast in the entire world, Free Talk Live. And if you want to cast your vote for the show, you're welcome to do that. We'd prefer it be a five-star vote, but obviously I can't control you. Go to right above the archive section at freetalklive.com, click on Vote Us 5 Stars, and it'll take you right to where you need to be.
How long till we become number one?
I estimate another week.
A week,
maybe
huh?
A week and a half. Right. We are going to very easily overtake the number one slot, and then it's going to be a challenge to stay number one, because
right.
constantly you are the target, right? Because right
yes.
now we're targeting the number one show,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to take them out. But then, of course, once we're number one, we'll get all the press, if there's more press to be given to podcasting, and I predict that there will be. As a matter of fact, I spotted something that CNN did recently on podcasting. And, of course, the number one show got a mention on national television. So, just a matter of time, man, which just a matter of time. You can help us out. Again, log on, get interactive, freetalklive.com. So, let's do some corrupt cop stories, shall we? Again, until you call in and take control of the show. This week, there are developments in a pair of nasty stories previously mentioned in the Corrupt Cops files, as well as a motley collection of cops and prosecutors who probably don't qualify as corrupt, but have the sort of bad habits for which they usually arrest or prosecute others. While one may have been doing a bit of low-level wheeling and dealing, there's no evidence to suggest the others are guilty of anything more than hypocrisy and, in the last case, extreme bad judgment in picking a wife. What does that mean? Well, we'll find out here. And again, this is courtesy.
Got my attention.
This is courtesy of StopTheDrugWar.org. But before getting to the new cases of poor judgment, it's worth noting that a man featured here just 2 weeks ago, former Campbell County, Tennessee Sheriff's Department head narcotics officer David Weber, is now behind bars awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty to beating and torturing an alleged drug dealer. Weber was the leader of a five-man sheriff squad whose two-hour terrorization of Lester Eugene Seiler was partially recorded by Seiler's wife, revealing a remarkable display of thuggish brutality. And I noticed that they had that partially recorded line linked,
yes.
So maybe they've actually got the recording online. I'll have to check that out during a break. In the face of the damning recorded evidence, Weber pled guilty in U.S. District Court in Knoxville Tuesday to conspiring with the rest of his squad to violate Seiler's rights. Yeah, that's right. You have the right to not be beaten the crap out of by the cops who are arresting you. Anyway, he admitted in court that he led the attack, in which Seiler was handcuffed and then beaten at gunpoint and convincingly threatened with death. Three of his cohort former deputies, and then they named those guys, were scheduled to plead guilty this week as well. And then a fourth deputy has decided to proceed to trial. Whew, that's rough.
Yeah. You know, it's gonna be that way. You have to have cops. Cops have to have authority, and authority always draws the people that are gonna corrupt it.
Well, that's true. But
now,
at the
I'm not
same
saying
time,
that everybody who is a cop is corrupt.
True.
I'm simply saying that the power attracts people who are gonna and. You know, I mean, a cop is a very physical position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to. You know, grab people and put cuffs on people and those kind of things. And those kind of people that are physical and want authority are going to beat people up to get information.
You know, though, if it wasn't for the war on drugs, this man would never have been in their custody, because then he couldn't possibly have been a suspected drug dealer. Couldn't possibly. They'd have to resort to beating up bank robbers and people like that, which most people wouldn't really shed a tear over.
Clearly, you and I feel the same about. You know, vice crimes and
right.
their legalities. You know,
so
they should be. We really don't believe that vice crimes should be illegal.
Hell no. It's a waste of police time.
Yeah.
Nobody's hurting anybody else by buying a prostitute or by.
Renting a prostitute, I think.
Renting a prostitute or snorting some cocaine or whatever. In the face, all of these cops face up to 10 years in federal prison. Monday faces a separate charge of brandishing a firearm during the crime and faces a 7-year mandatory minimum sentence
Hold on
that count.
The cop's name is Monday.
Yes, it is. There's no information yet on whether Monday's plea bargain will result in the dropping of that charge. Weber's plea bargain granted him immunity from prosecution for any other crimes, leading one to ask, what other crimes? Down in Dallas, Big D taxpayers will shell out $5.7 million to settle lawsuits stemming from the Sheetrock scandal, which we talked about before, where police informants planted cocaine and methamphetamine, with quotes around them, on people that turned out to be nothing more than gypsum powder. So they put a bag, like
what
a little...
What is gypsum powder?
It's basically a stone or something like that.
Oh.
Like a white powder that has nothing to do with drugs.
Huh.
So they basically put this gypsum powder, and probably in little baggies, planted them on certain people, and then arrested them.
Hmm.
The settlement covers six... And now the taxpayers are going to have to pay $5.7 million to the victims. Another waste of our money. Another waste of taxpayers' money that money wouldn't have to have been paid if there were no war on drugs. Because then these cops would probably still have their jobs. They'd probably be investigating murders and assaults and rapes. You know, the jobs that the cops are supposed to be doing. 16 of 24 of the people, mostly Mexican immigrants, these are the people that they planted the drugs on, who sued over their 2001 arrest and imprisonment, according to a report in the Dallas Morning News. One plaintiff's attorney told the newspaper settlements for his clients ranged from $120,000 for a man jailed for a day to $480,000 for a man jailed for months. Wow. Settlements for the 12 clients of attorney so-and-so averaged $370,000 apiece, he said. Three informants have been sent to federal prison for their roles in the scheme, while two former Dallas Police Department narcotics officers, Mark De La Paz and Eddie Herrera, await trial on evidence tampering charges.
Mm.
And now, on to the cops on dope. In Texas, a former Denison police officer was arrested February 17th on charges of possessing more than an ounce of methamphetamine. The Denison Herald Democrat reported David Wayne Stanley was arrested by police in Sherman after he consented to a search of his vehicle during a traffic stop. Wouldn't you think that the cop, the former cop, would know a little bit better than to allow cops to search his vehicle? Because you
I don't think that he would. Maybe he would, but I don't see why.
He'd be more likely than anyone else to know better.
I think they train these guys to believe that they have pretty much the right to search somebody's vehicle.
Maybe so. The search uncovered meth, ecstasy, digital scales, baggies, a cell phone, $1,500 in cash, drug notes, and a handbook on how to stash and hide drugs in automobiles and homes. Obviously, he hadn't been reading his handbook.
Not well enough, no.
This is Stanley's second crank bust in recent months. In October, he was arrested in Denison and charged with a meth possession charge. He was out on bond when arrested in Sherman. During his first arrest, Stanley refused to consent to a search of his vehicle, so Sherman police sicked a drug dog on it. The drug dog alerted, police searched, and Stanley was arrested. Stanley had a 9-year history of police work when he resigned from the Denison department in 2001.
Maybe he thought it didn't make any sense. Maybe it didn't make any difference, so he did consent
to
the search.
Yeah, he figured they'd bring the drug dog out, which now the Supreme Court has decided that they can go ahead and bring the drug dog out any old time. Even if they just pull you over for speeding, they get to bring the drug dogs out.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But that's real nice. A 9-year veteran of the force, now retired, with ecstasy, meth, and digital scales, baggies, phone, $1,500 in cash, all in his car. You'd think he would have gotten the clue the first time. This is your show, Free Talk Live. More corrupt cops coming up.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. It gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have 3 young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You can get on the phones and talk to us about anything that might happen to be on your mind. Political, personal, hell, even pop culture. Whatever you want to talk about goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Get interactive. FreeTalkLive.com.
You can log on. Check out the... I guess we don't log on now. You go
to... eliminate that.
We're not saying log on.
No.
Because we're not logging on to anything.
No, you don't have to log on.
Go to FreeTalkLive.com.
Yeah.
And check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. It's got dozens of gals in there that like Free Talk Live so much that they sent us their photo.
Exactly.
Some of them went so far as to validate their photo by showing like a picture, like a piece of paper in their hand that said Free Talk Live, so we know for sure it's them who's taking the picture.
Or somebody knows a girl who would be willing to hang, you know, hold up a picture of, or a sign that says Free Talk Live. Anyway, go to freetalklive.com. It's a Saturday edition of the show. We're only about halfway done here. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. And literally, again, anything goes, so you can take control of the show anytime. Otherwise, we'll keep talking about some corrupt cops. A Michigan State Police trooper was arraigned on Saturday on charges of conspiracy to possess less than 25 grams of cocaine. Conspiracy. I love that charge. Conspiracy. There's not really any physical evidence. We got nobody that's got any evidence, videotape, audio tape. No, we didn't actually catch him with the drugs, but we heard that he was thinking about getting some. Well, that's conspiracy.
No. Conspiracy means that he was trying to get those drugs. He was trying to get them. He didn't have them. He was just attempting to get them. Just so you know, walking up to a cop and saying, "Hey, buddy, know where I can get a bag of blow?" is illegal. You know,
that's the conspiracy.
That's conspiracy. You're going to jail for conspiracy to possess cocaine if you go up and say that kind of silly crap.
According to the Michigan State Police, Trooper Todd Cardoza of Flint, a 17-year veteran, was one of four people arrested 2 days earlier by members of the Michigan State Police Emergency Support Team. State officials refused to release any further details on the circumstances, but Cardoza spent 2 days at the jail before bailing out on Monday. And finally, in New Hampshire, the much-awaited, much-vaunted Free State, a Manchester City prosecutor, has been charged with 3 counts of marijuana possession and is out on bail awaiting a March 10th arraignment. The Manchester Union Leader reported, City Prosecutor Kenneth Bernard, age 34, will be arraigned in Manchester District Court, where he used to prosecute people with violations and misdemeanors, including marijuana possession.
Lots of them, I'm sure.
Bernard was ratted out by his wife, with whom he is in divorce proceedings. Donna Bernard called police to the family home on November 30th and directed them to a bag of weed in the master bedroom and a roach on the shelf in the basement. That's not the one that crawls around. Mrs. Bernard also volunteered to police that Bernard smoked 2 joints a night during the week and 4 a day on the weekends.
Whoa.
She admitted to smoking pot with her husband in the past, but also said she was concerned about his ability to care for their children once she saw the baggie in his dresser drawer. Huh?
No. Once she placed the baggie in his dresser drawer, she thought, for sure, I got him.
She thoughtfully videotaped the marijuana, called her divorce attorney, and then called the police.
You know, because she started pointing the finger first, I don't feel like that necessarily means that guy's doing it.
You don't think that you think this whole thing's a setup?
I think she could be just as easily setting him up as him smoking pot.
That's a good point.
She could be telling the truth. She could be lying.
If he was anybody else besides the prosecutor, I'd feel sorry for him. But I don't. I mean, if he was you or just any regular Joe who had his wife set him up like this, allegedly set him up, at least turn him in, rat him out, I would be pretty pissed about the wife. But in this case, he's a scumbag prosecutor who's prosecuted people under the drug war, so bye-bye.
Well,
good riddance.
I feel bad because everybody's part of the system here.
I wonder what the New Hampshire Underground would do in this case. I wonder if they would, you know, talk to this dude and get him to apologize for his previously prosecuting ways of prosecuting drug
bust people. They really can't do anything if the wife is, you know, that's not really a freedom issue. You know, if your wife has, you know, called the cops because she put a bag of marijuana in your dresser and because she wants to keep your kids, that's really not a freedom issue.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Steven in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Steven.
Yes, you made the statement about it was okay to beat up a bank robber. And I wanted to challenge that statement. Who is the victim? I am not advocating robbing banks, and I think it's wrong.
Okay.
Okay. But who's the victim of the bank robbery?
The teller who had a .45 shoved in her face.
I would say that every single person who put money into that bank.
Well, that money is guaranteed by the Federal Reserve, so nobody's going to be out any money.
Okay, you're saying that you're saying they have insurance on the money, so if they get robbed, it's okay, it's not a problem.
Yes, it's insured by the Federal Reserve, the corrupt organization that prints up that paper we call money.
Sure. Okay, that's not the issue. So the question, I mean, we agree with you there, but the question is, are you saying that you'd have a problem if a bank robber was running away from robbing a bank and got beat up by the cops?
Yes, I would. I don't think I think it's for the courts to decide, and I don't think that it's the job of the police to just beat up a bank robber. I think that they should apprehend him and give him their trial.
I agree. There's you know, there should be no undue violence.
Yeah, but if a bank robber's running away and the cops are running after him, it's not going to be a bad thing if they throw a few punches at the guy.
If that's what it takes to subdue the guy. But that's, you know, I mean, let's not, you know, beat him unto unconsciousness.
That's the whole problem. See, once you give the okay to punch a bank robber or any other crime, then there are those in society who believe it's okay to punch or beat up somebody who doesn't pay their taxes, let's say, under the same guise.
Well, I see what you're saying.
Owes taxes, and for the common good, all of us need to pay our taxes.
Oh, okay.
And the same argument could be. So I think that it's very important that even for things that we find detestable and horrible, that person is treated humanely and put through a due process, and not.
I think you're absolutely right.
The job is not to be judge and prosecutor.
Stephen, you're absolutely right about that. However, you know, at the same time, while I agree with you, if there is somebody who's running away from the, you know, the scene of a violent crime like that, and the only way for the police to stop them is to tackle them to the ground and use some sort of force, I don't think that there's a problem with that. It's different than, you know, if you've got a drug dealer in an interrogation room and you're beating the hell out of him there. There's definitely, I think, a difference between the two situations. But I do see where you're coming from.
And I agree completely with you. I don't think that there should be any violence used towards him.
What are you supposed to do? If the bank robber's running away, are you supposed to ask him to stop real nice-like?
If it's a bank robber and he's already committed a violent...
Use the proper amount of force, but I don't think that excessive force is justified in any situation.
Well, excessive force, in that case, actually, the cops are justified at shooting at the bank robber because he has committed a violent act.
No, I don't think that's true.
What about if he just said he wants the money and he claimed to have had a gun, but
it's implied.
Great points.
It's implied.
Steven, thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Got a couple more, since we're on the police thing. I got something about a guy who was claiming he's mistreated at a DUI checkpoint. This is Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control, and you can literally bring up anything. You can interrupt the show, hijack the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And it's a Saturday night edition, which means we're actually here live. This is not a best of. This is not a compilation of hours from the past week. We're actually in the studio here till 10 o'clock Eastern time.
You know, they all do that. All the talk show hosts.
Most of them.
Just about. If you're hearing their show on Saturday, they're not there.
That's a good point.
Sorry.
And they're usually honest about it. And we're telling you we are here, and you can join us on the phones, 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the live streams there, including one for broadband users and another one for not-so-broadband users. And we also have some other internet affiliates as well. So if there's one stream that's just not working for some reason, odds are good there's at least one of them that is. So get online, freetalklive.com. We're talking about all things police. We had some corrupt cop stories earlier on in the hour. Again, anything goes. But here's something that I discovered about a drunk driving checkpoint. Many states have these, the DUI checkpoints. I've actually yet to experience one of them.
I've gone through them. I haven't been pulled over in one.
Okay.
Aren't they supposed to
talk to you no matter who you are? Aren't they supposed to? Did they ask you questions at all?
It's like, yeah, it was like that. There was like they quickly looked at you, and that was it.
Well, we will get to this, but we got another call coming in, so we're going to go to it. George in St. Louis, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George.
Oh, hello. I was just wondering what you guys' opinion was. I agree with you on like 99.9 of the issues that you discussed.
Okay.
And I was wondering what your position was on the 911 trade towers situation. If you think it was a like a comedy of errors that just went totally wrong, or do you think it was an inside job with collusion? And I'd like to hear your comments, please, and I'll hang up.
Sure, right, George. Thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot. You know, I'm sorry. I pretty much believe the government's line on this one. It seems to me that about 19 Saudi Arabians, probably in collusion with a bunch of other Middle Easterners, hijacked airplanes, learned how to fly them down, you know, down here in Venice and all over the United States, down here in Venice, Florida, I should say, and somehow or another got involved in, you know, together, and they flew airplanes into buildings. Mm. I think that I do think that there's some questions. I've looked into it. I've also seen answers to the questions that I've asked on the internet too.
Right.
And they're good enough for me. You know,
you mean answers from the government?
Answers from, I don't know who the answers were from, as a matter of fact.
Well, didn't you see that presentation about the Pentagon crash?
I did. And then I saw photographs of scrap metal lying around out there. Hmm. What do you need? I mean, it's not like the plane is going all the whole wing is going to knock, you know, all the way through the Pentagon. They got sheared off.
You know, it's interesting. I don't, as far as that's how you stand on it, personally, I'm not really too sure. I don't like government stories. I don't like believing what the government says. And so I never take what the government puts in front of me at face value. I always question it, regardless of what issue it is, regardless if it's 9/11, regardless if it's taxes. And so I can definitely say I don't subscribe to the government story. At the same time, I don't subscribe to the conspiracy theorist stories either. So I think the answer is somewhere between the two. What that answer is, I don't know, because there are some really good questions that some of the conspiracy types have been asking that don't really have solid answers. There's some interesting evidence out there that certainly debunks, I think, some of the government claims and conspiracy. You know, and I'm somewhere in the middle, I guess. It's hard for me to say. And to me, it doesn't really matter. What matters
right.
is it's done. It was a horrible thing. Whoever is behind it, it was terrible. Regardless if it was Osama bin Laden who was behind it or if it was George Bush who was behind it, the results were bad for the country, not only because 3,000 people died, but also because the government, George Bush and all the other 535 drunken sailors in Washington, D.C., used it as an excuse. And this, of course, is something that the conspiracy theorists used to bolster their argument that it was a lot similar to the Reichstag, you know, the burning of the Reichstag in Germany and allowed, mm-hmm. you know, allowed another power grab by the federal government, which is absolutely true. It is similar. I mean, if it indeed was the government that was behind it, the similarities are pretty striking. Again, either way, what we have here now is a more police state-ish country that we're living in as a result of it. So again, whether it was Osama or George Bush who was behind it, we're still left with the same crap to clean up afterwards. We're still left with this task now of reducing government back down to at least 2000, the year 2000 size, which again, we have a president who's increased the budget by 33% in 4 years, who's increased spending by 33% in 4 years, which is just crazy. And we've got a government that's just out of control in its size, and it's getting bigger on a daily basis. We're losing our freedoms. That's the real issue. The real issue is our liberties are under attack by this government, regardless of who's behind 9/11. It's interesting. You know, it's interesting to listen to the conspiracy theories, and I'm certainly one who will listen to them. But I always take everything with a grain of salt. Anything that anyone tells me. Even you, Manwich.
Sometimes you believe me, though. I would say that, you know, the fact is the somebody has to support this whole war on terror.
Mm-hmm.
And those people that are supporting it is us.
Involuntarily.
Right. We're already paying half of, you know, the average American, not you and not me necessarily, but
right.
the average American pays 50% of their income in taxes.
It's crazy.
That makes them halfway a slave. If you took all the money somebody made, they'd be a slave.
If you ask me, it makes you all the way a slave because you're not free to stop paying that money. 800-259-9231. You're either free or you're not. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in 1-800-259-9231.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
So I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. Hour number two is where we're at, but we got another one coming up. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's the live Saturday show edition of Free Talk Live. We do this 6 days a week, by the way, Monday through Saturday, from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So tune in for every single one of those. And don't forget, you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com via the bulletin board system with literally thousands of posts, hundreds of people interacting there, all kinds of different issues, and everything from intellectual conversation all the way down to the lowest of the low, dirty flame wars. So be sure you check it out, freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to the phones, back to the fun, to Robert in Boston. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello,
Robert in Boston. He's gone. All right, Robert. See you later. 1-800-259-9231. So, any other comments on the situation with the government basically taking control of our liberties as a result of 9/11? Because our last caller was concerned about the whole 9/11 issue. And I think that, you know, while it's important and interesting to kind of learn the truth about things, I mean, I think some people still want to know who killed Kennedy. You know, was it Oswald? Was there a conspiracy? The problem is, as interesting as it is, and as fun as it is to watch a History Channel presentation or watch a movie that was made about it, what difference does it make? Really?
None. You know, if you find out that somebody beside John Wilkes Booth killed Lincoln,
so what?
If you find out somebody somebody different killed the Archduke Ferdinand and started World War One, So if you find out, in fact, it wasn't some Russian anarchist that killed McKinley, so... And, you know, none of these things make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, imagine that if all of a sudden, tomorrow, somebody came out and said, we've got conclusive proof that that John F. Kennedy was killed by so-and-so, and you'd known your entire adult life that it was so-and-so, it was Manwich who killed John F. Kennedy, and then all you'd be able to do is say, aha, vindicated!
I knew it!
I've known all along! Look at me! And that's it, and that'd be the end of the story. Look, I was right. Okay,
I think
so
in
what?
The case of the Twin Towers, I think that things would, if you could actually get the mainstream press to believe, and because it's the mainstream press that pushes these stories, you know, the conspiracy things. Not the conspiracy things, but they push the real
government
stories.
Line. They push the government line.
Whatever line it is that they decide to push. And then everybody believes it. That's what they accept as true.
Sure.
So, and that's it. But you'll never get the mainstream press to accept it. They're never going to change their story and say, oh, we were wrong.
Oh, hell no.
They're never going to say that.
Because it would interfere with the interests that are kind of behind the scenes there. The mainstream press reports the government line because it's easiest to report the government line. You don't really have to do any investigation. Oh, the government's investigating 9/11. Why do we have to investigate it? We'll just repeat anything that they put out.
Right.
Whatever press release the government puts out, the mainstream press repeats it. There's no real journalism anymore in this. I mean, very, very. There are some of them, but they're mostly in like the independent journalist outfits, like the free speech outfits, the kind of indie news. Isn't that what they are? Indie news. So if you want to find real news, you have to actually hunt around for it, because Fox News and CNN, they just release the government press releases on the air. That's about it, which is why I don't believe what the government says either. So, again, I don't know who to believe, but that's something we teach you on this show, or we try to encourage you to do, is question everything, even what Free Talk Live tells you. We got hour number 3 coming up. You can make your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.